And let's celebrate the Lord. And I am on part 8 of this series. And just because a series is long doesn't mean it's good. But I want to tell you something. I have enjoyed this so much. And it's my attempt to wrap this up today. And so all of you that are listening, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being with us. Listen fast, because it's my goal to finish this today. And let me just kick it out like this. You know, the series is called Know His Ways. And this is part 8 in Know His Ways. Why do we want to know His ways? Okay? We want to know His ways because this is the way God operates. You want to know how God operates so you can be in on it, so you can cooperate. All right? God doesn't want to do things without you. He wants to do things with you. He loves interaction. All right? There's a lot of people praying for God to do something for them, and God's already said in His Word, I've already done it on the cross. Here are my promises. Let's apply them. Let's work together on this. He wants your cooperation. And that's why you need to know God's ways. That's why you need to know the way God operates, or you're going to stay where you are or get worse. You're not going to get better without Him. You don't get better on your own. I know humans have different degrees of better, but what we're talking about is changed life. And changed life comes from exchanged life with Jesus. But I'm here to tell you that there's a whole lot more that God has for your life. You say, well, you don't know how far I've come. It don't matter. The truth is the truth. There's a whole lot more that God has for your life. And one of the kind of fallacies that just disturbs me about the body of Christ kind of goes like this, is that a lot of times we believe that once we've received Christ, we've arrived. No, that's a start. It's a start. And it's wrong for us to have the mindset, and this creeps into the body of Christ, it's wrong for us to have the mindset that I've arrived and, I'm doing okay, and I'll just coast it on in until Jesus comes or until I go to heaven. Things will get all better in heaven. But I'm here to tell you that these principles, the ways of God, the way God operates, is for us right here. And it's not to coast. It's not to survive. Okay? There's a whole lot more that God has for your life than just existing at the level that you're at. And so this is part of my heartbeat and part of my calling, is to get the body of Christ to move forward. To believe God for more. Let's believe God for His best. Don't settle for less than God's best. That's big in my heart. And so I can back up and say this. What is your need? Because a lot of times our interaction with the Lord starts with our need. Some of you might say, I need more money. Some of you say, well, I'm in a financial. Or, there's folk here that need a job, right? There's folk here that need a promotion. Folk here that need a raise. There's folk here that need a healing in a relationship. All right, there's folk here that need hope for their future. Because of their past, they have fear about the future. And so I want to tell you, God has answers for all of that, and He's the answer. But it's not going to happen without you cooperating with God. If you're determined to sit on a rock at the house or on the couch like a potato eating the potatoes, if that's your goal and just waiting for God to do something for you, then I want to tell you, you don't understand the ways of God. The ways of God are for all of us. All right? He qualifies us. Holy Spirit teaches us how to apply them. But I want to tell you, when you apply the truth, it's when you get changed. That's when your destiny becomes clear. God has a destiny for every one of us, and it's not failure. He has purpose for every one of us, and it's not being a zero with the rim knocked off. Okay, He's got purpose and He's got destiny for you. And my heart is to get you to connect with the Lord and understand the ways of God. They're not complicated, they're simple, but they got to be applied. And when you apply the ways of God, the Word of God to your life, I want to tell you, you free the Lord to do all that He wants to do because you're cooperating with Him. Man, I love Him. This is so exciting. I hope you capture this. So what's your need? He's not offended by you coming with a need. He loves for every opportunity to interact with you. What you're longing, sometimes it's not really a need, it's more of a desire. You have a dream, you have a desire. Well, guess who put that dream seed in you? Now, I know self can pollute it and can pervert it, but I want to tell you, God puts dream seeds in you. He's the dream seed giver, and He's the dream seed fulfiller. He fulfills the dreams. But again, He doesn't do it without you, but He sure does want to do it with you. Jesus has provided both on the cross and by the promises of His Word. He is the supply. And so what I'm telling the church to do, what I'm telling pastors to do, is to center in on Him. Let Jesus be the center of your life. Let Him be the center of your ministry. Let Him be the center of your marriage. Let Him be the center of your business. Focus on Him. Let Him be the center of your need. You say, well, that doesn't sound very spiritual. Yeah, it's very spiritual. Jesus wants to get right in the middle of your need, wherever that boat is, and He wants to get inside your boat. Be sure and let Jesus be in your boat. It makes a difference when the storms come if Jesus is in your boat. But He wants to be right in the middle of your dreams and desires. As a matter of fact, the Bible is so clear that if you'll delight in Him, you know what it means to delight in Him, is that you desire Him. You're in love with Him. I'm telling you, it's easy to fall in love with Jesus because of how beautiful He is. And when you fall in love with Jesus, this is what the Lord says, that He will cause your dreams to come to pass. He'll fulfill the very desires of your heart when your delight is in Him. Does that sound like, because it's true, if you delight and if you center in on Jesus and you fall in love with Jesus, I want to tell you, hey, the kingdom of God is going to be multiplied in your life in the area of your needs and your delights and desires. That sounds like a great Father, because He is a great Father. And the way that we receive from the Lord is by faith. That's what Bible teaches, is by faith. Faith is the bridge. Here we are. We live in this level of the world, but you've got good news, because even though we are in the world, we're not of the world. We have kingdom privileges and kingdom rights as a child, as a son and daughter of the King Himself. You're a prince or a princess in the kingdom. And so the Bible says by the cross He's provided in the invisible everything that we need for the visible. And so how do we get the invisible to the visible? It's by faith. Faith is the bridge. And that's a big part of what this series has been about, is about how to operate in simple, childlike faith. It's not complicated. It's not deep. It's not even mysterious. It's very simple. As a matter of fact, it's so simple that people overlook it, because they feel like it's got to be harder than that. His presence is the secret place. And so what He wants you to do is to bring your works, your needs, your dreams. He wants you to bring them to the feet of Jesus. Bring them to the presence of the Lord in the secret place. The secret place is enjoying His presence. One of the things, ways that I hear the Lord whisper that to me, is that He says, "Come away, my beloved." And that's just kind of a personal thing between the Lord and I, and I just hear Him whisper that, "Come be with me." And you know what? He desires for your intimate fellowship with Him. And I think I really captured that right after I fell in love with the Lord as a teenager. It was planted in my heart that I want to read the Bible. Man, when I fell in love with Jesus, I had a desire for the Word. And so I'm amazed that my love life with the Lord is integrated with the Word of God. That's the way it ought to be. If you don't want the Word, how's your love life? If the Word is boring, stale to you, how's your love life? Because when you're loving the Lord and in love with the Lord, this Word is alive, it's real, it's fresh, speaks to you. And so I read the Bible. Now, I got caught in the Song of Solomon, and I'll tell you, as a teenager, I read all the way through the Bible. There's so much I didn't understand. I don't understand it all today, but I want to tell you, it's life to me. But one of the things that landed in me through the Song of Solomon, and I didn't understand what I was reading, and basically it's love language between Jesus and the church. When you look at the Song of Solomon as love language between the groom and the bride, and that this is his love language with you and your love language with him, I want to tell you, your eyes are open and you see so much of him. We get to behold the Lord and the beauty of the Lord. A lot happens when you do that. But I got caught in Song of Solomon when he said, "Come away, my beloved." I heard the Lord say that to me. "Tim, come be with me. Come away and be with me." And it's amazing what happens when we practice being with him. That's the secret place. Because in the secret place, you listen to his personal words. You get the Logos becomes Rhema, and he makes it personal. Are you hearing personal words from the Lord? Are you letting the Lord love on you? Now, there's been places where I preached that pastors reproved me and said, "God, don't do that no more." And he said, it just tell you, you know, he only speaks through the Bible. And lovingly, I try to ask a question. "Well, how did you know to marry your wife? Because her name not in the Bible. How did you know what to preach next week? Because that's not in the Bible." "Well, that's different because I'm a pastor." No, it's not. It's for all believers. He said, "My sheep know my voice." And one of the things that he loves the most is talking to you and loving you. Are you letting the Lord love on you? Because when you let the Lord love on you, it brings your life into balance. You are his well-loved one. He has so much that he wants to tell you, but you can't hear it if you don't listen. If you don't take time to hear. And he wants you to listen to his words. He wants you to hear his heartbeat for you. Have you heard his heartbeat for you lately? All right. He has so much treasure that he wants to show you that will enrich your life journey. That's the Lord. That's your shepherd. That's the lover of your soul. He wants to invest in you and enrich your life. How rich is your life right now? If you're on the low side or the poor side of life, if you're under the circumstances, then I want to tell you, I understand getting there. We got compassion for that, but you don't have to stay there because the Lord himself wants to enrich you inside out. And so we don't just survive till we get to heaven, but it seems like that's a lot of believers' goals. If I can just hang on till I get to heaven. With the ways of God, if you understand the ways of God, by grace through faith, you can renounce darkness in your life and you can turn on the light. You can turn on the light whenever darkness shows up, because darkness will show up. And when it does show up, you can turn on the light. You, according to what Jesus says about you, you are victorious. Do you believe that? Because a lot of people have a defeated mindset. You're victorious. You're destined to reign in this life. That's what Jesus said. By grace and by the gift of righteousness, he says, you will reign as kings in this life. He wants heaven to be multiplied in your life even while you're living in the nasty now and now. Okay, we talk about when I all get to heaven. Well, it's going to be a great day in heaven. I'm telling you, once you experience the first second of heaven, you're going to experience more love than you ever felt in all the combined days and years of your life. You'll experience more love in that one second. And you'll be free to receive it. But I want to tell you, Paul said, in essence, don't wait till you get to heaven. Paul said that there are deeper and deeper, are you listening, saints? Deeper and deeper and deeper levels of his love. And we're to experientially know that. We're to know that by experience. So listen, one of the greatest purposes of your life is your love life with Jesus and getting to know him in deeper and deeper ways of love. Because I want to tell you, there's so much that his love does for you that no man or no doctor can ever do. No psychiatrist could ever do. But I want to tell you, his love will set you free to the place that it will chase all forms of condemnation and fear out the door. His love does that. And so the real question is, are you swimming in the love of God? Because we're just so experience his love to the place that we're so convinced And we're so confident in the love of God that even when darkness shows up, it doesn't shake us because we're stable and fixed in His presence because we know how much we're loved by Him. We have expectation of God's goodness coming, chasing us down because we're convinced and confident about how loved we are by Him. Wow. So be it, Lord Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5:14 says this, "For it's the love of Christ that controls us." Now, if it's the love of Christ that controls you, fear does.